a healer. And he always comes to healing school. We've had healing school all over the world. Jesus has been there every time. Glory to God. Father, we love you this morning. We honor you, we praise you, and we thank you. And we come in today, Lord, to receive from you. You are the healer. Father, you're the healer. You've healed all the time that man's been sick. Jesus, you're our healer. You bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. So we look to you today for miracles, for healing, for deliverance from every diabolical thing that Satan could put in anybody's life. We thank you for your forgiving power, your cleansing power, your mercy today, Lord. And we look totally to you. We give you all the praise for every healing. And we look to your word that you said, and your word, Father, is medicine to our flesh. We're going to look at the word of God concerning healing. And when we look there and we receive it, faith comes. And when faith comes, faith will receive whatever it's released for. So as we release our faith in your word today, Lord, we expect you to manifest yourself, and we'll be quick and sure to give you all the praise and all the glory for every healing and every deliverance in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Well, in healing school, you know, we just take the word of God. We begin to feed our spirits on healing. And the Lord, and then as we hear the word, faith comes, and then the Lord manifests himself. It's an easy thing. You can have healing school by yourself, just at home. Symptoms of sickness try to come on you. You get your list of scriptures. You should have them ready. List of healing scriptures, and you just begin to go over them. And really what's better is to go over them when you feel good and not ever let anything in. It's God's will for us to be healed. And we know that for a fact. So, because it's in the Word of God. So let me just find my spot here. We're going to talk some more. I've been talking about engaging, implementing, and pressing. So today we're going to engage in the Word of God concerning healing. We're going to implement our healing today, and we're going to press into that healing anointing by faith. Remember the little woman with the issue of blood? She came in the press behind. We may read about her today, but she was sick. She had been given a bad report. She was terminal. She had been to many doctors and had gotten no better, but had gotten worse. And she heard about Jesus. And the Bible says she came in the press behind. We'll finish up maybe with her today, and we'll do those things she did. But anybody that hears the word and receives it, believes it, and acts on it can have whatever that word promises. So today we're going to center up on the word of God. And we're going to talk about acting. This is what you do when you need help in your finances. This is what you do when you're believing God for your children. This is what you do when you need healing in your body. You act on the Word of God. First, so that means that you have to have scriptures. You have to know what the scriptures are, where they are, to give you something to act on them. So that's why God teaches us in the Bible to meditate on the Word, or in the Word, day and night. Every day, every night, we should have the Word of God going in our eyes and our ears. Why? Because there is a thief. His name is Satan. He's come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And that's what he does. That is just what he does. So the Bible tells us to resist the devil. In other words, when he comes, we don't let him in. When he comes with his doubt, unbelief, bad news, we don't answer the door. We don't just go to the front door and say, oh yeah, doubt and unbelief, come on in. Let me entertain you today. Just for a little while, doubt and unbelief, let me entertain. No, we don't do that. When we see doubt and unbelief and bad news and lies and bad reports and whatever else it is that Satan sends our way to discourage us, what does that mean? To take our courage out, to take the courage out that we have in the Word of God. When we hear bad news reports, what do? We say, not here, not here. I believe the Word of God. And Jesus said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, or at least Romans says that. And so, that's exactly what we do in healing school. We're just going to take some scriptures this morning, like you take medicine. You're going to take them in, except that you take it in your eyes, in your ears. It gets down into your heart, and then it comes out your mouth. The Word of God concerning our healing. Now, it's good to do healing scriptures every day. But if you're in a test or a trial, it's certainly good to do them every day where healing's concerned. If you just look at the Word like medicine, and we'll probably go over a scripture that tells us God's Word is medicine. That's in Proverbs 4:20. If I don't forget it, it's in Proverbs 4. If I do forget it. But at any rate, you know, if we don't make a stand, we don't have a stand. The Bible says, having done all, stand, therefore. So when we do all, we have a place to make a stand. When we read the Word, we get it in our eyes, in our ears, in our heart, faith comes, and we begin to speak the Word, then we're making a stand, and we can expect victory. Glory to God. Amen? So let's see where we want to start this morning. Let's look at Deuteronomy 30. We're going to talk about acting in the spirit of faith. We're going to center up on acting today, taking it, receiving it, enjoying it. Deuteronomy 30, 19. Be sure I'm in the right place. That was the wrong chapter. That wouldn't work. 30:19. Word says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and honor, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. Cleave unto him. Join yourself to him. Become one with him. Agree with him. Say what he says. Believe what he says. Amen. And say what he says. Receive what he says. That thou mayest cleave unto him, become one with him, abide in him, Jesus told us. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land beware. To get my little spectacles out here. Swear, which the Lord swear unto Abraham, to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. The Lord said, I'll give you this land. This land is your land. We sing that song, don't we? This land is your land. This land is my land. That land was their land. But the enemies that were surrounding them didn't believe that. So what did they have to do? They had to fight for it. And God said, you do it, and I'll be with you. Moses told them exactly what to do. He said, I call heaven and earth to record, or to record this day against you, that I have set before you. He said this by the Spirit of God. God set before them death, life and death, blessing and cursing. Now their part was to choose life, that both you and your seed may live. So choose life that you and your family may live and love the Lord. Now, what do we know from the Word of God does that mean? If you love God, you do what He says. If you don't do what He says, you're not fulfilling what the Scripture says is the love of God. Obey His voice and cleave to Him, for He is your life and the length of your days. God wants us to live long and live strong in the earth. In the meeting in Fort Worth the other day, the convention, we had a great treat, a great and unexpected treat. This lady brought her father to the meeting, who was 105 years old. His name is Dad Clark. And, you know, he could have passed for about 80. I mean, he didn't have a cane. He didn't walk with a limp. We had seating over here, and he was sitting over here. And when they got ready to show the video, he just got up out of his seat, and he walked over there to the front row. He didn't limp. He didn't stumble. He was pretty agile. 105 years old. Isn't that something? But he was a man of God, and he had served God, and he had lived for God. And I just loved him. I thought it was the most exciting thing, because I taught on longevity, and I'm really, you know, the older you get, the greater that message is to you. And so I was pretty excited about I'm working on a book on longevity, and that just tickled me so much. 100, if he had been 100, that would have been great. But he was 105 years old. And he was doing great. I don't think he was taking medicine or whatever. He was just doing great. And when he walked, he just jumped right up by himself and walked over there and sat down so he could get a better seat. That's inspiring. Hallelujah. God wants us to live long and live strong. And he had been a man of God, and he served God, and he chose God. And I tell you, I got a kick out of that. I believe in longevity. I believe we ought to go, just after studying the Word and seeing all the things, that all of our options, I believe we ought to go for 120. But I'm believing that Jesus will come before I'm 120. But I'm just going to believe God to go for a long time. Well, what if I only get to 110? And you say, well, you know, Gloria was believing for 120. Do you think I'm going to be insulted? No, I won't care what you say at that point. I will be there. Hallelujah. I'll be already changed, bless the Lord, and gone. But you know, the Bible, after studying, I believe we should live for long life and strong life. Some people just get their lives straightened out at about 60, where they know enough word to live in victory. You don't have to be that way, but some people are that way. And then, you know, you think you're supposed to die at 70. No, that's a rumor. It didn't come out of the Bible. You got to watch what you believe. So he said to them, God said to them through Moses, choose life. And how do you do that? You do what God says for you to do. Obeying the Word is life. Living like the world brings you early death. Living like God brings you long life. Glory to God. And strong life. I don't think we should just believe for long life and fail to believe for strong life. Because we don't want to be here on a resuscitator or something. That wouldn't be any fun. You'd be much better gone on. Just get out of here. But we want to believe for long life and strong life. And I don't care how old you are. You should be expecting to live a long time. You should be studying scriptures on longevity. You say, well, I don't know. I'm not very happy. I don't know if I want to live that long. Well, of course, that's up to you. You don't have to live long. But then you don't have to be unhappy either. Because faith is the victory that overcomes the world. So if you're the same thing that works to receive healing, faith in the Word of God to receive healing, faith in your finances or your happiness or your joy. I mean, just faith in the Word will bring all of the fruit of the Spirit into your life. If you'll do it, if you'll act on it, if you'll just believe what's written there, you can live in love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And that is a happy life. Hallelujah. Glory to God, a happy life. Like Jesse said about his father, he is a happy man. Now that went in Fort Worth, that just stayed with us all about being a happy man. But we can be a happy man. We can be a happy woman if we'll just walk with God and give Him place in our lives. We can be healed. We can be whole. It's the will of God. So we're going to look at just some scriptures. This first thing says, He calls heaven by the power of God. He called heaven and earth to record this day. That I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, you choose. He had just given them the blessing. This is the blessing. All these wonderful things are yours if you'll just do what God says to do and follow Him. And then the side effect of that doing what He says to do is you'll not just have life, you'll not just have long life, but you'll have a happy life, a joy-filled life, a life with all your needs met. You can choose life, He had taught them. And if you choose life, all these blessings will come upon you. If you choose God and His ways, the blessings. That was just in Deuteronomy 28. And then he said, if you don't do it God's way, essentially, is what he was saying, all these curses will come upon you. Well, the deal is this. The curse is here. The curse came when Adam committed high treason. Adam and Eve, I should say, committed high treason and they disobeyed God in the garden. The curse, God said, the day you eat, you will surely die. Now, when God says you're going to die, you're going to die. But when He says you're surely die, you're going to die quick. And the moment that they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, their spirit man made in the image of God died and sin came in. Righteousness left them. The presence of God left them, and sin came in. What did they do in that garden? They chose death. God said, the day you eat, you'll die. So when they ate, they died. They didn't die physically, but they died spiritually. They lost their ability to come into the presence of God and belong there. They were shut out. They were put out. They died. Now, you think, well, I would never do that. If God told me that, I'd obey Him. Well, you still got that opportunity. He tells you a book full of stuff to do here. And why does He tell us what to do? Because this is what gets us out from under the curse. The curse is here. The curse on sin is here. It came in the garden. Sin is here. And since sin is here, the curse is here. Now, He tells us, Moses, for instance, told the people of Israel God's word about how to get out from under the curse. And He made it plain to them. If you could understand the Hebrew language, you could have understood Moses. He said, do these things, you'll be cursed. Do these things, you'll be blessed. Now, whose job was it to decide? Most of the time, they chose the wrong side. Most of the time, people choose the wrong side. Why? Because it's easy to sin. Everybody around the world, whole world's in sin going that direction. And we're fed a diet of sin. It's certainly easy to sin in our generation because we have a thing in our house, a number of them usually, called a television. And for the most part, sin has taken over control, has had control of the television. Isn't that right? Now we've at least got the word on there. And that's still up to somebody to choose. Do you want to watch this junk here that's leading you into sin, or do you want to watch Believer's Voice of Victory? It's up to us. But we don't have to live like the world. And the more we know about God and the Word of God, the less the world has an effect on us. Because Jesus Himself, the Bible says, redeemed us from the curse. Now, in Moses' day, the only thing they had, the only deal they could get, was to do what God said, and they could be free from the curse on their circumstances. And they had a promise of the Messiah, that there's coming one that would bear their sicknesses and carry their diseases, and by His stripes they would be healed. That came later than, of course, this part in Deuteronomy. But they could live in victory and they could live in long life if they just obey what God said to them, even here in Deuteronomy. And we're in the same situation. If we want to live long and strong, we're going to have to live on the Word of God. If we want to live like the world, we're going to have to put up with the crud that the world puts up with. I love living long. I love living strong. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see that man that I travel around with? He's 71 years old. He doesn't hobble. He doesn't stutter. He's in good shape. He's happy. He's not even grouchy. You know, all men have a reputation for being grouchy. I know none of you guys are that way, but they do have that reputation. This guy you see preach every night, he's not grouchy. He used to be a little grouchy. But that was years ago. When the Word took over his life, he got happy. He's a happy man. When the Word took over my life, I got happy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't it great that we can live healed and well and prosperous? We don't have to be broke to get healed. The blessing is there. Hallelujah. It's here for us. Now but it's the same way it was in Deuteronomy 30. Heaven has and earth have been called to bless or curse depending on where we are, what we do, what we say. If we want the blessing, we've got to live in the blessing. We've got to find out what God says about it. If we want to live in divine health, we're going to have to know what the Scripture says about healing. We're going to have to find out, as we're going to cover today, that Jesus Himself bore our sicknesses, carried our diseases, and redeemed us from the curse. See, this is good to read because we can see what it takes here and what's necessary, but this is not where we are today. Jesus has come today, and this curse that Moses is talking about that comes is still in effect, but not in our lives. But you know what? It stays in effect in a Christian's life if he doesn't act on the Word of God and believe that healing's there for him. Precious, wonderful Christians die young because they just don't know what the Scripture says, that healing has sickness has been dealt with. And I remember when we didn't know that. We didn't know any better than to be sick. That's just as Brother Hagin used to say, ignorance gone to seed. For a Christian not to know better. So what do we do? Do we have temptations to be sick? Occasionally, not very often. I don't. I'm in great health. Ken's in great health. But certainly we have had symptoms of this or that or the other try to come on us. So what do? We say, oh, no, you don't. You're not coming on me. Jesus Himself bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases, and by his stripes I was healed. Amen? And we found that early. We found that out pretty early in our lives. And we just believe it. And we act on it. And that's what you've got to do. Now, if you're here today and you're already in sickness or disability or some sort of a bad thing has already come upon you, then you need to just keep in the Word of God concerning healing until it renews your mind to the fact that this has been done for me. This belongs to me. This is like money in the bank with my name on it. It's mine. And Moses said to them, you choose. Now, God said through Moses, I'm calling heaven and earth to record this day against you. I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose that you might have life. Now, they were given instructions. And if they followed God's word, they could live in victory. And they certainly did live long lives. Hallelujah. They could live in victory. It's just the same deal for us today. Only this curse has been taken care of by the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, people that don't make Jesus Christ the Lord of their lives, they don't have a Savior to save them from the curse of sickness and disease. They have it, but they haven't received Him. And so we're really at the same place. We choose what are we going to believe. And we know that Proverbs 4, let's look at Proverbs 4. Thank you, Jesus, for the Word of God. Oh, we have such an advantage. I'm telling you, if we just knew the truth, we would not even consider Satan a viable threat. Because God has already taken care of him. He's already stripped him of any power and authority that he had through Jesus Christ. And now we're dealing with a defeated foe. The cross has been here. It's been here. Jesus has paid the price. He's borne the curse of sickness, disease, poverty. Everything that you see listed in Deuteronomy 28, Jesus has already taken care of it according to Galatians 3. We've got the Word of God. Jesus himself bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. Hallelujah. So in Proverbs 4, it says to us about how to live. This is the way we live. This is all of Proverbs 4 is good. You should see all the little writings I've got in the margins of this page. But let's just look at 20. My son, attend to my words. What does that mean? Give attention to my words, which is what we're doing today, but you need to do it every day. You need to have word every day. If you want to live well, take medicine every day. Take the word of God. That's God's medicine every day. Hallelujah. Get in the habit of that. Well, I just don't have time. I have all these things. I have to go to work. I have all these activities. Well, you have to make a choice. Do you want to live in the natural or the supernatural? Nobody can do that for you. If you want to live in the natural, you just have to do the best you can. But if you want to live in the supernatural, you have to do it in the Word of God. And here's what it says. Incline, my son, this is for the children of God, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. The Word of God should get in front of your eyes every day. Hallelujah. The more that gets there, the stronger you become, the more prosperous you become, the more healed your body is, the healthier you are, the longer you're going to live. Keep them, don't let them depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart. How do you keep the Word of God in the midst of your heart? By putting it in front of your eyes and letting it get into your ears. That's the way you keep it alive in there. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will and it'll be done unto you. Now, the word that abides in you is the word that talks to you, the word that comes up in you from your spirit to your mind. That word is abiding in you. Many of you are perhaps just beginning on this life of the Word of God. Ken and I have been in it for a long time. We have continually increased in every way, in our well-being, every way, since we began to dwell on the Word of God. I'm telling you, it was such a relief. We'd gone here, we'd gone there, we'd done this, we'd done that. Nothing worked until we got the Word of God in our eyes and in our ears. And we began to find out. Why is that so important? Because Thy Word is truth. The Lord's Word is truth. If we don't know truth, where are we? If we don't know the truth, we're deceived. And so people, and a lot of Christians, a lot of born-again people, never find out about the truth of the Word of God, to take it literally, to obey it, to do what it says, and freedom is there. You'll know the truth, and part of this is assuming that you'll do the truth, and the truth will make you free. Hallelujah. The truth, the Word of God, will make you free from sickness and disease. Attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Attend. Give attention to. Pay attention to the Word of God. If you're a nurse attending to a patient, you can't stay home. You've got to go where that patient is and give that patient your attention. Amen? Well, we have to give the Word of God our attention. We can't just go about our busy life, go to church on Sunday and sit there for maybe an hour, and then about half that time think, I'm hungry, I want out of here, and expect to live free. No, this is the way you live free. Attend, give attention, incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them, the words of God, not depart from thine eyes. This is God's prescription for life and health, for prosperity, for wholeness in your family, for every situation that Satan can come up with. This is the way to live free. Keep the words in the midst of your heart. Jesus reiterated that in a number of ways in his ministry and talking about it. For they are life. The words of God are life unto those that find them, and health. And you look in your margin there, it probably says medicine. The Hebrew word there is medicine. The words of God are life unto those that find them, and health are medicine to all their flesh. Now here's what you need to do if you're smart. You'll take this medicine when you're well and when symptoms of sickness and disease are in your life. But the medicine, if you'll take this medicine all the time and do what it says, you can read it and not do it, it doesn't work. But if you'll read it, meditate on it, apply it. What would meditate be? Apply it to your life. When you see something in the Word of God, you apply it there. When you get corrected by the Word of God, you apply it to your life. If you're doing something different, what do? You change. That's being medicine to all their flesh. That's saying if you'll keep the Word of God in your eyes and get it in your ears and do what it says, you will become healthy and prosperous and wise and blessed and full of peace and all the fruit of the Spirit, joy. Glory to God. That is all we have to do, church, is just do what God says. And we can live long. And we can live strong. I tell you, this government needs all the Christians to be strong. None of us have to be on, we don't have to have operations. We don't have to have this or that or the other or medicine. The government cannot afford all the people that want to be sick in this country. The least we Christians can do is get out of their way. With a scripture like this. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're healed. We're already healed. We can live by the Word of God. And that's just, you know, that's just something that's available to us. We should do it. And who wants to go to the hospital anyway? I don't. I've been there, done that. For they, the words of God, are life unto those that find them. Who? Everybody in the world? All the sweet people in the world? No, those that find them. And health to all their flesh. Health, health. And Bullinger says healing. Healing to all their flesh. Glory to God. They, the words, are life unto those that find them, and health and healing to their flesh. So we can, a steady diet of the Word of God going in your eyes, in your ears, gets down into your heart, and when it gets down into your heart, it talks to you. And it comes up, and it says, do this. It says, don't do that. It says, correct this. It says, you're going over now to the dark side. Quit that. See, be corrected by the Word. If you don't know what the Word says, you can't be corrected by it. The more you know about what it says, the straighter a line you can live, and the more blessing will come on you. Blessing comes through obedience. That's the way it's always been. If we never hear from God, we won't know what He's got for us. We won't know what He's saying to us. So it's strictly up to us. We can live in victory. We can live in defeat. We can live in sickness. We can live in health. We can live in lack. We can live in prosperity. But we have to live on the good side, the bright side, the blessed side. We've got to spend time in the Word of God. Otherwise, we'll have no faith, and we won't know what belongs to us. It's like having $1 million in the bank, but you don't know anywhere, you don't know anything about it. All the time, you know, every year we read articles about people that have this money deposited in their name, but nobody knows where they are. So they have a list of people that you know, have deposits and money's in there. Money's in the bank somewhere for these people. It's got their name on it, but they don't know anything about it. And if you want to know the truth, that's the way most of the body of Christ is. They don't know what belongs to them. To live a good and a free and a blessed life in the earth, it's not enough to just get born again. You've got to find out what God says about you now that you're born again and begin to walk on it. Put it in your mouth, get it in your heart, put it in your mouth. And that's exactly what Proverbs is saying. They, the words of God, says, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they, the words of life, they are life unto those that find them, and health and healing to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence. So the reason you keep your heart with all diligence is because of these verses right up here. Your life depends on it. Your healing depends on it. Keep your life, your heart with all diligence. Keep your heart full of the Word of God with all diligence, the margin says, above all that you guard. For out of it are the forces, the issues of life. Glory to God. So we can live free from sickness and disease. We can live free from poverty. We can live free from anything that's under the curse if we'll get on the Word of God. Keep it flowing. Abide in it. You know, you can't be a lazy Christian and live out your life blessed. Yes, it's got your name on it. Yes, healing belongs to you. Yes, prosperity belongs to you. But if it's like having money in the bank and never writing a check, glory to God. So we, to stay healed, we are going to attend to the Word. Amen? And you know, who's got time to be sick? Who wants to be sick? I don't want to be sick. I'd much rather spend a few hours a day or an hour a day or 30 minutes a day or whatever you can. I'd much rather spend that in the Word of God and every day be built up and have my faith stirred and my joy released and leave that place of study and prayer feeling good and happy and optimistic and my faith working. then I had to have those hours doing something else, or even just an hour a day, 30 minutes a day. Most likely you could stay healed if you do what it said. I'd much rather spend time in the Word than having to end up and spend a month or two in the hospital. Our time is the most valuable thing we have. And however we determine to spend it, that's how our life's going to be lived out. So, I don't know if I have this or not, but I thought the other day, I wished I'd have read it. I don't think I have it in this book, but Brother Hagin gave a prophecy about, you know, living in God's best. And he said in this prophecy, this was back in the 80s, I think it's in another Bible, but he said in this prophecy, just an hour or two a day, just an hour. Now, this was way back, maybe in the, I don't know. Maybe in the 80s. I don't know how long ago it was. But he said, just an hour or two a day with the Lord and in the Word, and we could walk with victory. That's not exactly the way he said it, walk in victory. I can't quote it right now. But it, see, he said, just an hour or two a day. And all, here's what he said. And this was when John was about 15, probably. And he was already a challenge. And he was my greatest concern in life at that time when I heard Brother Hagin give this prophecy. And he said, just an hour or two a day with me, and all will be well with you. Well, it wasn't well with John. He was trying to go a different direction. He was my biggest concern. He said, if you'll just pray, if you'll just pray an hour or two a day, if you'll just spend an hour or two a day with me, all will be well with you. Well, I thought when I heard that, I thought the first thing I thought about was John, my concern for him. And I thought, I'm going to do that. You've heard me tell this before. Seems to me like this was in 82. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to spend, he said an hour or two. So I took an hour. I hope you'll be stronger than me and take two. But I took an hour. And so, okay, I'm going to pray an hour every day, I decided. And it was February. This was the Winter Bible Seminar, and it was February. So when I got back to Fort Worth, I started trying to get in the habit of getting up early. And it did not come easy. It was wintertime, and it was cold. And I remember so well how it felt being in that good warm bed and the alarm clock would go off and I'd, oh, look how dark it is out there. It's so cold this morning. It's cold in this house. I don't want to get up. And then I'd think about that promise, just an hour or two a day and all will be well with you. So I'd get up out of the bed. I'd go into the other bedroom and I'd begin to pray in the Spirit. And I've continued that habit for all these years. And I think it's had a tremendous effect on my life. I think it was one of the best decisions I ever made. And I just acted on what the men of God prophesied. And of course, John turned out to be a great, strong, wonderful man, a father, a good father. He heads the business of the ministry. Has a lovely family. All of our children are blessed and serving the Lord. But I felt that, you know, when you hear somebody say something, prophecy from the Lord, if you're impressed to do it, you should do it. That changed. That one decision, I'd say that one decision did more to change my life after I was born again and filled with the Spirit. It did more, that one decision, to change my life and to give me a good, blessed life like I have today than anything else. That decision after being born again and filled with the Spirit. So it's important that we do what we're told. He may tell you to do something else. But whatever you get in your heart, like for instance, if you've been hearing And we are talking about healing this today, because this is how you stay healed, how you stay prosperous, how you stay blessed. It's just simply obeying God and doing what He said and staying aware of Him. Praying in the Spirit every day made me aware, more aware of God. It gave my spirit more dominion in me. And I stayed in the Word continually also, and the two things together, it just works. So whatever the Lord tells you to do in your spiritual life like that, He may be telling you to change churches. He may be telling you to go to another church, and you think, well, I've been going to this church for years. After all, I am a deacon here. And you just hesitate. Whatever we get in our heart, God doesn't always explain Himself. I mean, He doesn't exactly plead His case as it's been with Ken and me. He doesn't tell you, you do this, and sometimes He does, but most of the time He says, do this. And then you do it, and then you see the blessing in it. He doesn't say, you do this, and I'll do this, and this, and this, and this, and you're going to be so happy, and your life will be changed, and you'll just never be sorry that you made this decision. I didn't hear that. I just got an impression to get up and pray every morning after Brother Hagin prophesied that. All will be well with you, he said. So whatever the Lord gives us to do, it has everything to do with the healing of our body, with the health of our body. We should be in a place where we're believing God to walk in health, that God's Word's medicine to our flesh. And it's not so much anymore, after you live on the Word a while, it's not so much anymore you're trying to get healed, but that you're living in a place of blessing, in a place of health, and you've been delivered from the curse, and every sickness and every disease is under that curse. And Jesus Himself bore the curse for us, Galatians 3 says. Glory to God. And Isaiah describes it. So it's been done. Our healing's been done. Well, why are we not walking it? Well, we receive by faith. The blessing, everything in the blessing. He said, choose you this day who you'll serve, and all these blessings will come upon you if you choose the right way. So a lot of lazy Christians, and there are a lot of lazy Christians, they want to have everything that the Bible promises, but they want to live like the world. You can't do that. You'll never do that. If you live like the world, you'll die like the world. If you live like God says, you'll live like God says. It's up to us, but you have to choose. So the more we go for God, the more we choose God, the more we attend to His Word, the freer we become. The words of God are life and health to all of our flesh. Keep your heart, in verse 23 says, therefore, because of that, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues, are the forces of life. You spend time in the Word every day, and you're going to have forces of life coming out of you if you obey the Word. Spend time in the Word, and you spend time in the Word to see what it tells you to do, and the forces of life will come out of you. What are the issues of life? What would that mean? Well, there'll be power coming out. There'll be faith coming out. You won't be a dummy. You'll be hearing from heaven. We're all dummies except what we hear from heaven. I'm not talking about intelligence. I'm talking about I remember Brother Hagin telling this story about Ollie, a little woman named Ollie, and Ollie was mentally retarded. And when she was a little girl in this church that he preached in, he said she'd get back there on the back pew and she'd jerk up her dress and she'd start jumping those pews during church. Ollie just wasn't very smart. But then she got on the Word. She got married and somebody wanted to marry her. Glory to God. She got straightened out. She grew up. She began to hear the Word. And he said, that little girl that just was retarded, really. And she'd crawl under the pews. She'd be preaching and Ollie'd come slithering up through the pews. If she wasn't jumping over, she'd, as I recall, he said, she would go up through the pews. I mean, she, you know, every pastor needs an Ollie. No, they don't. But at any rate, she grew up. She got born again. She got on the Word. And she got married. And Ollie became a wealthy woman in real estate. This same girl that didn't even have any kind of sense about her. She got born again and she got under a good pastor. And she turned out to be a prosperous, wealthy woman. Why was that? What made the difference in her life? Sitting under the Word of God. Glory to God. Ollie was always a great inspiration to me. Thank you, Jesus. The words are life and health to those that find them. That would be me. I've found the Word of God. And health to all their flesh because of this. In other words, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Glory to God. We're talking today a little bit about, before we pray, we're talking about choosing life. Like we've studied this earlier, but let's look at Deuteronomy 30 again. Choosing life. The issues of life. There are the issues of life. That's what happens when you have the issues of life. And then again in Deuteronomy 19 it says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life that both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord your God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. That is a powerful word. Join yourself to him. Cleave yourself to him. Don't go to work 5 or 6 days a week and ignore God all week and then go to church on Sunday. That's not cleaving to God. If you're going to cleave to God, you're going to give him some time. Some time every day. You ought to see to it that you have time every day. You know, you can listen to the CDs on the way to work. You can go through this convention 10 times in the next few months. Just drive into work. If you're in traffic, don't waste that time. Get the Word in there. Think about, how can I do this? How can I cleave? How can I get more Word into me? That is, healing is God's medicine. I mean, the Word is God's medicine for healing. And you ought to be, if you're in a test and a trial where healing's concerned, health's concerned, you ought to be listening to healing preachers every day. You ought to be reading the Word and the Scriptures on healing every day, like Dodie taught us to do when she had cancer. She was dying. The doctor said, you can't live. You've got a short time to live. She and John were in the hospital. She was in the hospital. John was with her. And they got that report and they said, well, why are we here? If they can't do anything for us, we're going home. So they went home and Dodie got a list of healing Scriptures. This is, she said she used to be John's wife. Now she's Joel's mother. But she got a list. But I tell you what, she's a strong woman of God. She got a list of healing Scriptures. And she's got a little book. We probably got it out there too, of her healing Scriptures. And she would go over them. As I recall, she went over them twice a day. Day after day after day. Well, there came a day where they went to the hospital, or to the doctor, and there was no trace of cancer in her body. No trace. No trace of cancer. Dodie is a great inspiration. It would be good if you wrote and got Dodie's testimony and you got her books and so on about healing and about the Scriptures. She's great, and she's, I went to her, I think I told y'all this once this week, but maybe a lot of you were here. We went to her birthday, I think it was her 70th birthday a few years ago in New York. And we had lunch in this beautiful place in New York with the family and a few friends. And she was celebrating her birthday, her 70th birthday. And Dodie lives by herself. She's strong. She's She just is enjoying life. John has been in heaven years and years and years and years. She outlived John by a lot of years. Why? Because she got on the Word of God. She got rid of that cancer. She lives in divine health. She's a happy, joyous woman. She's a happy woman. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It was her choice to live. She chose it and she did it, but it was not a simple thing. She committed to it, and she still does, the last I heard, and I'm sure she still is, going over those scriptures every day of her life. That's how she's still alive. And that's how she'll stay alive till the Lord gets ready for her to come and she gets ready. She may have to quit doing healing scriptures to ever get to go. Glory to God. The Word of God changes things. Amen. So we choose the Word. Heaven and earth is on record. God has set before us life and blessing, Moses said. Death and cursing. Life and death, blessing and cursing. Now we choose. We choose the Word of God, don't we? I choose the Word of God. We've been walking in a lot of years, and life and blessing has been the result. Hallelujah. We love the Lord. If you love the Lord, the Scripture says those that love the Lord do what He says. So if you're not obeying God, you know you're not fulfilling the Scripture of love the Lord. And whatever the Lord tells you to do in your life, He may give you an assignment like He gave me that assignment through the prophet about time in the Word every day. And I took it just like Jesus had appeared to me. I mean, I felt I should do it. It changed my whole life. In the natural, in the spiritual, everything about my life changed at that point. It began to change. And I began to grow up spiritually. You know, I would have thought I was grown up, but I realized I wasn't after I did grow up. So we just do what God tells us to do. And I bring that out because sometimes people open the door to the devil, open the door to sickness and disease. And the devil is author of it. People open the door to sickness and disease because they don't obey God. If God tells you to do something, like calls you into the ministry or calls you into another place, and you have this unction down here, and you know that God's wanting you to do that, and you don't do it, you're not in a good place. You're not in the blessing place. Now you've chosen something else other than what the blessing of God's told you to do. God always has blessing for us. Anywhere, anything, any place He tells you to do, it's going to bring an increase in blessing if you do it. I mean, Ken and I, we went to Tulsa with no money, little children, nothing, bills, we owed money. It looked like it, in the natural, it looked like it was doom. Doom and gloom and misery. But we knew it was the Lord, and we were ignorant. We didn't know anything about faith at that point much. And so we thought, well, you know, God wants us to do it. We're going to do it. How many of you know God's merciful and He's kind? And when we got up there, we got into really the will of God for the first time in our lives. And all of a sudden now, instead of taken away from us, because we were up there without any, salary or anything like that. Ken was making $100 a week when he flew the airplane once a week for Brother Roberts with him. But you can't live on $100 a week. We didn't even know that would be there. We didn't know anything. We just knew that we were in debt. We had little children. And Ken was going to be a freshman at 30 years old. That is all the information we had. And that is not very encouraging. Because Ken, we hadn't made a living anyway. Working we hadn't done very well. So, at any rate, we answered, as you know, we've talked about it this week. And now, the blessing came on us. Ooh, glory to God. When we started tithing faithfully, we were in Tulsa. We were in Tulsa. We were where God told us to be. And so now light is coming. Direction's coming. We're beginning to get on the path and on the plan. Glory to God. And things begin to work for us. So we ought to stay well and to stay in a good place with God. We not only stay in the Word, keep the Word in our eyes, in our ears, act on the Word, feed on healing scriptures. It's good to do that when you're well and when you have symptoms. But we want to stay in obedience because that's where the blessing is. And healing is in the blessing. Amen? It's part of the blessing to live long, live strong, live well. That's part of the blessing. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And we can do this thing. The more we... Here's the deal. Let's look at Proverbs. Let's look at Proverbs 4 again. It says, "My son, attend to my words." So the more attention we give to the Word of God, the more we incline our ear to His sayings, it says, "Let them not depart from your eyes." That's a constant diet of the Word of God. The more we do that, the more we think about the Word, the more we think about the Word, the more place we give the Word, the more place we give the Word, the more prosperous we are, the more healed we are. The Word of God heals every part of your life, not just your body. But it will heal your marriage. It will heal your occupation. It'll put you in a place where you're supposed to be. And there's no limit to how much of God's medicine we can take. You can't get an overdose. Hallelujah. You can't get too much of the Word of God. Bless the Lord. Now, my recommendation is that if you're not in a church that feeds you the Word of God, and you're there because this is where I was raised, this is where my parents went, my grandfather helped build this church, your grandfather is probably gone on to heaven by now. He doesn't care where you go to church. But where you better go is where you can learn the Word. And somebody that preaches faith to you. And somebody that tells you the truth about things. Amen? Where you can grow. If you're not growing, you need to look around. Well, Gloria, now you're meddling. Well, that's what I do sometimes. If you're not growing, you need to do something different. And you need to feed yourself. You can't just wait on the pastor to feed you. The pastor is supposed to teach and feed us, but we just go there a few times a week. We got to eat every day, don't we? Don't you eat food every day, most days? Well, you got to feed yourself, and you've got to get in a place where you get fed, just like you're doing this week. I'm telling you, the Believers' Conventions, they're wonderful. There's not anything like Believers' Conventions. Because we have so many marvelous ministers that preach faith to us, I would never miss a Believers' Convention. Glory to God. Just think about how many of them I've been to. Hallelujah. I don't even want to think about how many I've been to. But it's been wonderful. And I always learn. And I'm diligent. I mean, I want to hear. I want to hear. And so what do? I invite my favorite speakers. Ken and I, we have our favorite speakers in the Believers' Convention. For one reason, I want to hear these guys. I love these speakers. They stir me up. Amen? And Father, we're just grateful that we've got good teachers and preachers and that we can hear them and that you make it. The Lord makes it so easy for us. He makes it so easy for us. So anyway, we're still going to be talking about acting in faith, and we are talking about that, acting. Today we're going to act on the Word of God for our healing. Acting in faith, the spirit of faith. This says to choose life. Proverbs says put it in your eyes and your ears. It'll get into your heart. Be diligent about it. Faith will come. It'll change you. I didn't get to hear Bill this time tell that story about the man, the landscape guy in his church that just started out, you know, a yard man and ended up, I think he ended up a millionaire, didn't he? But I have heard him tell that story before. And that is a terrific example of what the Word of God will do. Here's the deal. Some people are smarter than others. You knew that. But we don't have to be smart to do what God says. We have to be smart in one way, in that we believe the Word of God. When it says we're healed, we're healed. When it says we're blessed and prosperous. But we don't have to figure that out for ourselves. All we have to do is be smart enough to put it in our eyes and in our ears and let it get down into our heart and then say it out our mouth. That's exactly what that man did that was doing yards. He may have been very smart to begin with, but he didn't know he was very smart. But when he began to hear the Word of God, it began to grow up in him, and he began to know by faith, I'm not limited. I can do whatever God says. And that's the way it is in healing. We hear the healing scriptures, and we know it's God's will for me to be healed. I'm in a healing place today. I can receive my healing. And those of you watching on the internet, and it's just awesome to think about that you're all over the world doing this. The presence of God is right there where you are. You'll be just as quick to receive your healing today as if you were right here in person. If you'll just believe it. If you'll just take the Word of God and act on it. That's what we're going to do. We're going to just take the Word. So the words are life and health. We keep our heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Verse 24 says, put away from thee a froward mouth, which is a disobedient mouth, and perverse lips. You can't live in divine health and talk sickness and disease. Sickness is perverse. It's against the Word of God. It's not what we want. Anything that is something that is not your will to have, consider it perverse and put it far away from you. You're not going to be blessed and increased financially and talk poverty. You've got to talk abundance to have abundance. Amen. We're taught that poverty is a curse. I consider it a curse. The Bible considers it a curse. Sickness is a curse. Healing is a blessing. Prosperity is increase is a blessing. So if we want prosperity, we can't talk the curse, which is lack, poverty. What are we going to do? How are we going to pay this bill? Start talking to those bills. Call them paid. I call you paid. Banknote, I rebuke you. I call you paid. You're getting out of my life. I consider you gone now in Jesus' name. You're paid. Call them paid. Act on the Word of God. Well, you know, people might think I'm funny. Well, people will think they might think you're funny, but they won't think you're in debt anymore. We are funny. We're very peculiar compared to the world. And we're very happy about it. The world struggles. We don't have to struggle. You don't have to struggle. We have a Father. Glory to God. We've got a Daddy. Jesus is Lord. The Father meets all of our needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We can live in the earth in prosperity, in healing, in blessing, like we were already in heaven. Now, heaven will be a lot better. There won't even be any kind of curse there. There won't be anything you have to overcome. But I'm telling you, the Bible teaches us that we can have days of heaven and the earth right here. Even in the old covenant, they weren't born again, but they could have days of heaven on the earth if they would do what? What God said. And what did God say? Oh, well, He wanted them to have the promised land. He wanted them to have the best. He wanted them to walk in victory and no army could stand before them. He wanted them to be blessed coming in and going out. He wanted them to be free of all the sicknesses and diseases that were in Egypt and other parts of the world. He wanted them to be healed. See, God always wants us to have the best. And so today we're centering up on healing, and He wants us to have the best. Now let's look at the spirit of faith at work. Faith takes dominion. Faith works by love. Love is our commandment. If you've got anything against anybody today, your father did you wrong, your wife did you wrong, your children did you wrong, your neighbor did you wrong, anybody did you wrong, forgive if you have aught against any, the scripture says. I'm getting you ready to receive your healing. Forgive. Many people are sick because they're in unforgiveness. Forgive if you have aught against any. If somebody did you wrong, pardon them. I forgive you. You know, it's pretty strong to just have the power of forgiveness. And the Bible teaches us right where it talks about receiving what we ask for in prayer. It talks about forgive, 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 forgive. If you want your prayers answered, forgive other people their offenses and their trespasses. If you want to be forgiven, forgive. That's powerful. You know, in some places you have to have the priest to forgive. But you and I, we are kings and priests, the Bible says. We're born again. We're kings and priests. We have the power to forgive. Yeah, but you don't know what they did to me. They did me wrong. They stole money from me. They did this, they did that. I know what they're doing to you now, and I know that money is gone. Somebody stole from you? You're not going to get it back by holding a grudge against somebody. But if you'll just forgive, you have the power to forgive this morning. Your mother could have done you wrong. You could have been raised in a bad house, a bad situation. People could have done you wrong. But you are a believer now, and you have the power to forgive. So I want you to release, just privately to yourself this morning, if you have aught against any, before we pray, you release those people and forgive them. You be the arm of Jesus this morning and you pray for them and you say, Lord, I forgive him of everything that he did. I release him and I'm asking you for your blessing to come upon him. Cause him to find you, Lord. Cause her to find you. Amen? It's so wonderful to be free. Bible says you'll know the truth and be free, but you have to act on the truth to be free. So we forgive anybody of anything. We believe the word. We release the spirit of faith. Jesus said to choose life. How did they choose life? Or Moses said to choose life. How did they choose life? Whatever they put in their eyes and their ears, that was choosing life. Because whatever goes in the eyes and the ears comes out the mouth, what gets into the heart, then comes out the mouth. Whatever comes out the mouth, that's what comes to pass in your life. That's why when you learn about you can have what you say, like Ken and I did back in the back there in Tulsa, things began to turn around for us because we learned that. I remember right where I was sitting when I got the revelation of it. I saw that in the consistency of what I say, not just when I'm thinking about it, not just when, you know, on purpose, but what I say continually comes to pass in my life. And so I saw I had to change my words. And so what did I do? I changed my words. They're still changed. I still say what I want to come to pass. And if I get in unbelief or I say the wrong thing, I repent and I say, Lord, forgive me for that. I rebuke that confession. That's not what I want. That's not what I believe. And I receive my forgiveness. And then I say what I want to come to pass. See, that's the part the devil hates. He cannot corner us because of the love of God. If we make a mistake, we're not doomed. All we have to do is get it straight with God and repent and get things straight with the Lord. And we can be right back where we are. We're. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Think about it. So there's no reason for us to let the devil trip us up. Amen. Now, Galatians says that faith works by love. And we know that. We won't teach on it this morning, but we know that walking in love is our commandment. But we might just go over a few little things that could hang you up this morning, keep you from getting your healing. Because if this is our law, the love law is our law, we're going to have to really receive in faith. We're going to have to walk in love. And love opens the door to all the blessings. When we walk in love and we're born of love, we've got love in us. It's been shed abroad in our heart. Well, all we have to do is yield to what's in there and to get our thinking straight, our words straight, and say in agreement with God. Amen. Say and stay in agreement with God in the love walk. So let's just look at this. And if you've got anything against anybody that this reminds you of, well, dump it. Don't ever take it back up. I like the Amplified Bible. Love endures long. I'm just getting you ready to receive your healing. If you're not interested in receiving your healing, then you keep being mad and resenting people and hanging on to stuff, and you will not be bothered with healing today. But if you want to receive, the power of God's going for it. When you want to receive, you want to be ready, then this is what it takes. Love, well, it just says up here in 2 that if we have not love, we're nobody, a useless nobody. If we don't have love, according to the Amplified Bible in verse 2, you can prophesy, you can interpret, you know the truths and the mystery, and you possess all knowledge. I've been talking about the things that we've learned. We don't have all knowledge. But even if I had all knowledge today and I didn't have love, things wouldn't be working for me. Isn't that what it says? And if I have prophetic powers, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose and understand all the secret truths and mysteries and possess all knowledge, and if I had sufficient faith so that I can remove mountains, I could have faith strong enough to speak to the mountain and cast it into the sea, but have not love, God's love in me, I am nothing, a useless nobody. Whew, how could you get any plainer than that? If we don't have love, ain't nothing going to work. So, he said, even if I give all I have to the poor, surrender my body to be burned, but have not love, God's love in me, I gain nothing. So here is a picture then of that love. And if there's anything, before we pray, and anything in your life, anybody that you're holding out against, anybody that you're thinking, I just don't think I can forgive him of that. That is exactly who I'm talking to right now. This is your opportunity to get free. After all, when you hold something against somebody else and, you know, every time you think about it, it rankles you, so to speak. You get stirred up. You get mad all over again and you get depressed and you want to go throw something. I'm not saying somebody didn't do you wrong. I'm just saying they're still doing you wrong because you're still holding on to it. You want to get rid of that. Glory to God, you can be free. You don't even have to get, you know, every time you think of that person and you get upset, you don't have to do that anymore. All you have to do is just forgive. Now listen to what this says. Love endures. It says, even if I dole out all I have to the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but have not love, God's love in me, I gain nothing. Love, without love, what does that say? Without love, nothing. But with love. Love endures long and is patient and kind. Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy. Love is not boastful or vainglorious, does not display itself haughtily. Love is not conceited, arrogant, inflated with pride. Love is not rude, unmannerly, does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking. Oh, this is a good one. You're going to love this one. Love is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. If it's easy for you to get your feelings hurt, you're not walking in love. Love's not touchy, fretful, or resentful. And when you begin to be get your feelings hurt, somebody said, spoken sharply to you, you've you've been insulted, so to speak, and you want to just give them a piece of your mind or a fist, one, think about this scripture. If I want to walk in the blessing, I've got to obey God. And if I don't walk in love, I'm not going to be walking in the will of God. That should make it easy for us. And, you know, if your husband makes you mad, if your wife makes you mad, if you want to get mad over this thing or that thing, and you're touchy, and they didn't remember your birthday, nobody loves me, I just work here all the time, and I pick up and I clean up, and my children don't love me, and my husband doesn't love me. Well, you got the wrong attitude. Don't be touchy. Fretful, resentful. Pay no attention to a suffered wrong. You know, a lot of times I think Satan just runs people across our path just to get us out of the love of God so he can get a foothold. But it ought to be a challenge in your life. I have the love of God. I do not have to fret or be touchy. Are resentful. I don't have to get even. I don't even have to give a suffered wrong the time of day. That's power. That's power. When nobody can get you out of love, you're walking in the power of God. So you have the power today to forgive anybody of anything. And just right now, if somebody comes to your mind, if you've been holding something, you could have been holding something against somebody for years. Because that's what people do if they don't know better. Forgive. If you have aught against any. It is not, love is not conceited, arrogant, inflated with pride. It's not rude and does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own ways. For it is not self-seeking. It is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. It pays no account of the evil done to it. What if somebody does you wrong? And you know it just eats on you, eats on you, eats on you. That would be the opposite of paying no account to the evil done to you. So what if somebody does you wrong? You forgive them. The wrong's been done. You just forgive them. Say, Lord, I just forgive him of that. I forgive her of that. I'm paying no attention to it, Lord. I'm just staying connected with you. I'm staying right in here. I'm staying right in here under your wing. I'm staying right connected with the love of God. I'm not going to let that disturb my healing, my prosperity, my life. Love does not rejoice at injustice or unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. I think you could say there that love doesn't enjoy scandal, and nor does it pass it on. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes. Love is powerful. It is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances. It endures everything without weakening. There's nothing stronger than the love of God, no matter what it is. It endures everything without weakening. Love never fails. That's the Amplified Bible. Love never fails. Now in 14:1 it says, eagerly pursue and seek to acquire this love and make it your aim and your great quest and earnestly desire and cultivate the spiritual endowments or gifts. Now, I think that lack of love is one reason so many people are sick. Because when you walk out of love, you're walking out of the will of God. You're walking in disobedience to your law, to your rules, to the born-again man's goal that's set before him. You're walking out of that. And you're not in the will of God. So this is very important to your health. To walk in love, to not bear resentment or hate or whatever. That's what causes sickness and disease. We have every advantage, church. The Bible says the love of God has been shed abroad in our heart. We have, just me, just Gloria Copeland, a born-again, spirit-filled person. I have the power to forgive. You have the power to forgive. Glory to God. That's a privilege and an honor, isn't it? Lord, I forgive that person. I ask you to forgive them. Pray for those, the Bible says, that use and persecute you. Glory to God. I mean, it's freedom. It's just freedom. Love is freedom. Hallelujah. So the spirit of faith receives the word. It acts on the word, like Jesus, for instance, and Peter walking on the water. Lord, if it's you, bid me come. Well, it was him, so he said, come. Peter got out on the water. He jumped out of the boat. He walked on the water. You can't walk on the water, but just, you know, if you're still on top of the water, when you have the next thought, you're walking on the water. But when Peter then thought about, he looked around him, he was on the water. Jesus said, come. And he looked around him and he saw the waves and the sea. Then doubt came in and he began to sink. It doesn't take you long to begin to sink. It doesn't take you long to sink. Glub, 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 you're under the water. But he had to have walked on the water a little bit until he looked around and he was moved by the winds and the sea. Now that's faith. Jesus said, oh, you have little faith. Why did you doubt? Now, we're not going to have any doubting in here this morning. We're going to get things right with the Lord. We're going to know. We're going to act on this scripture, and I'm going to give it to you right now. In Isaiah, this is a picture of Jesus on the cross. This is really the scripture that you and I have that, man, it's so powerful, so wonderful. This is a done deal scripture. Where am I going? 54, 53. Let's look at 53. I'm going to read it to you in the Amplified Bible. Now, we're going to pray right now. We're going to act on this scripture. We got our love life right. We've forgiven. If you haven't forgiven, forgive anybody of anything. Say, well, I don't know. I just can't do that. You just don't know what they did to me. Well, that is entirely your choice. You can stay out of love and stay sick. But if you want to receive healing, if you want to be blessed, bless and forgive. Amen. So this is a picture of Jesus on the cross. And this is where we live. This is what changed my life where sickness and disease is concerned. When we saw this scripture, we knew it's a done deal. Sickness comes, but we don't have to take it. We don't have to receive it, and we don't have to stay in it. Amen? Surely, well, let me just read you a scripture before we keep your place there, and I want to look at Psalm 91.
Forgive me.
Do you want to help me?
The word of the Lord just came to me.
Ooh,
back here.
I forgive you.
Help
me this morning.
Right in that place, this is in Matthew 9:2. They brought him to a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, your sins be forgiven you. Certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemes. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your heart? For which is easier to say, your sins be forgiven, or arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. The same anointing that forgives heals.
That's right.
So when, amen. When if this is what the Spirit of God spoke up in me as you were talking about forgiveness a while ago. As you forgive, and it takes anointing to do it. As you forgive, as you supernaturally forgive somebody, you forgive them as an act of your will because the Bible says so. And I forgive them, Lord. I release them. I turn them loose. Now, when you did that, the anointing rose up in you. And it is the same anointing that heals the body.
It's the truth.
It is. It's when you release that anointing towards them, then that same anointing was released in your body. You can't release it one way and not release it another.
Amen.
And as you do that, then you've started a flow. And as you say, God bless them, the flow gets stronger. God, I love my neighbors, myself. The flow gets stronger. It's the same thing. The forgiving flow is the healing flow.
Praise God.
That's
praise
what I heard
God.
The Lord say.
Praise God.
The forgiving
God.
Flow is the healing flow.
Forgiving flow is the healing flow. Well, you know, it's unusual, really, that we spend that much time on that in healing
yeah,
school, but today.
It just rose up in me with great power this morning. The opportunity to hold something against someone is to set your body up for sickness.
That's right. Amen.
So it works in the opposite direction.
Amen.
So when you act on the love of God, simply because it's the right thing to do, not because I feel better. You'll feel better later because your feelings will respond to it. But that's not the reason
faith.
I do it. It is an act of faith. It's an act of obedience. And when that takes place, when you do it, that anointing responds to it. Because Jesus commanded it. So if he commanded it and I act on it, then the Holy Ghost and his anointing power responds to that. Because he's not rebellious. He will respond. And as he responds to that with that anointing to forgive, it's the same anointing to heal.
That's right.
Praise God.
I see it. I see it.
Hallelujah.
Well, lead us, lead the every, let's just stand up and act on that. And help everybody to do it. Just lead us in the prayer of forgiving. And then, at the same time, let's take in our healing.
Now, remember this. Oh, glory to God. The Lord just gave, you know, out of the mouth of two witnesses. If it won't hold up under two witnesses, then it don't hold up. But here's the other one. Forgiving one another even as God has forgiven you. Even as for Christ's sake, God has forgiven you. The word Christ is the Greek word anointing. In behalf of the anointing. Well, it's the healing anointing. The forgiving anointing is the healing anointing. Amen. So he said, forgive one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Even as God for the sake of the anointing has forgiven you. He's forgiven you because he don't want to cut the anointing off in your life. He doesn't want it shut down. He's forgiven you. He shed his blood so you could have the anointing in the first place. He's given it to you. So as you exercise that in Jesus' name, I forgive. I forgive. Now forget about your feelings. Get away from that. Get away from the hurt, that gnawing. Get completely away from that.
That's just a symptom.
You can deal with that later. That's a symptom, and you need to deal with it. But that's not the base of anything. The base of it is the Word of God. You don't want to be disobedient to God. So here's the way this is done. Put your hand over your heart. And say this, oh, gracious Heavenly Father.
Oh, gracious Heavenly Father.
You have forgiven me.
You have forgiven me.
My sins are washed away in the blood of Jesus.
My sins are washed away in the blood of Jesus.
So I refuse.
So I refuse
to hold on
to
the sin of unforgiveness.
To the sin of unforgiveness.
You have forgiven me.
You have forgiven me.
So I forgive.
So I forgive.
And now, as an act of my will, my will to obey, I forgive.
I forgive.
Now either whisper their name or hold that name in your mind or an image of them before you. I forgive them.
I forgive them.
I release them.
I release them.
I turn them over to you.
I turn them over to you.
My prayer.
Is for their release.
I pray the prayer of Jesus. Forgive them, Father. They don't know what they did.
I
release them.
I release them.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
As of 11:34.
This Saturday morning.
In August. They are forgiven. I will maintain that. Forever. Regardless of what they do or say. I forgive. They are forgiven. I don't hold their sin against them.
I release them.
Now, Father, I receive my forgiveness. According to 1 John.
Where you said in your word.
That if we confess our sin. You are faithful and righteous. To forgive us our sins. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I confess the sin of unforgiveness. And I now by faith. Faith in your word. Faith in your ministry. Faith in your precious blood. I receive my forgiveness.
I receive my cleansing.
Of all unrighteousness.
Including sickness and disease in my body.
I walk in the light. As you are in the light. And I have fellowship with you. And you have fellowship with me. And your blood cleanses me from all sin.
I thank you for it.
Now wait a minute. Hold on just a second.
Hallelujah.
He that saith he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even until now. That is 1 John 2:9. So say this, I am no longer in darkness.
I have released my brother.
Now verse 10, he that loveth his brother abides in the light. I release my love. Therefore now I step into the light. And there is no occasion of stumbling in me now. But he that loveth not his brother
is in darkness.
Walks in darkness. Doesn't know where he goes. Because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Now in the 3rd chapter and in the 14th verse,
He that loveth not his brother
Abideth in death. Whosoever does not love his brother is a murderer. Thank God I'm delivered this morning.
Thank God I'm free.
I'm no longer classified as a killer.
As a thief.
As a destroyer.
I have disconnected.
From darkness.
From darkness.
And I walk in the light.
And I walk in the light.
I put on the armor of light.
I put on the armor of light.
I'm born of the light.
I'm born of the light.
God is light.
God is light.
In Him there is no darkness at all.
In Him there is no darkness at all.
Darkness.
Darkness.
Fear.
Fear.
Unbelief.
Unbelief.
Sickness.
Sickness.
Disease.
Disease.
Unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness.
Hate.
Hate.
And all other devilish things.
And all other devilish things.
Are flushed out of me now.
Are flushed out of me now.
Now give praise.
Thank
Wash it out. Give praise. Wash it out. Praise God. There's another step here. We need to take this. And in the second chapter and in the fourth verse, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not or disobeys his commandment is a liar and the truth isn't in him. But whosoever keeps his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected, and hereby we know we are in him.
Amen.
Now what did you just do? You made a decision to keep the commandment of Jesus to love and forgive.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
So now when you did that, love responded. God responded. The Holy Ghost responded and had begun to strengthen your spirit. What's in your spirit? Love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, kindness, temperance. Against such there is no law. The power of the Holy Ghost to heal, the healing power and deliverance of God is born into your spirit. Praise God. And it's working. It's working. It's working. It's working now. It's working now. It's working now. You hear what I'm saying? It's working now. Love is working now. It's healing your body now. It's straightening out your mind now. It's breaking the darkness off of your thinking now. It's healing and washing out your mouth now. It's working now. And I'll tell you something else. It's healing the people you forgave.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
God.
Now the Lord reminded me of something that goes right in there that He told me to begin to practice. See, I had degenerative joint disease in my bones. I didn't know it until this thing happened, and I got that way by not paying attention to the Word of God, and I won't get off into that, but. There were some things that I was doing, some foods I was eating. I was never drinking enough water and all this kind of thing. The scripture is very plain on. But I wasn't doing it. And, of course, I got the results that God said it would get. And my back failed on me. Well, one of the things he said, now when you speak to that degenerative joint disease and you command it to go, and you command that pain to go, he said, begin to talk to your body. He said, no man hateth his own flesh. Oh, that I never thought about that scripture like that. He said, speak the love of God and the faith of God to your body. He said, speak to your body gently and tenderly. He said, it's awesomely created and wonderfully made.
Yes,
and he said, you've been abusing it. You've been saying things, everything from bad jokes to just literally getting mad at your body because the thing doesn't work right. He said, if there's something wrong with your leg, and my leg had so much pain in it that it was just a terror. He said, begin to talk to it. Say, leg, now listen, now you got a job to do, and you're well, and you're healed, and God loves you, and I love you, and I'm speaking to you now. You're strong in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Leg, you are strong in Jesus' name. And little Jenny, the one that came up here on the platform last night, she wrote me a note and called me Pawpaw Strong Legs.
Yeah.
So I started calling me Papa Strong Leg. I said, now, legs, you're strong.
Yeah.
Little leg, I love you now. You are strong. Woo, your legs are strong. Praise God. Huh? You're speaking the very nature of God Himself into your body when you do that. But if all this other junk is there, if the darkness is there, if the blindness is there, if the unforgiveness is there, see, that's unforgiveness is spiritual adultery to God.
Yes, it is.
And it's spiritually adulterous. It is just absolutely like the sin of treason to Him to not forgive when He's forgiven us of so much.
That's right.
Amen. So we get into that. We get moving in that. Oh, that love starts flooding
praise
your body.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus. Bless the Lord.
That's all I have,
Lord. No, it's not all you have. You're not getting off that.
Okay.
I think people are ready to receive it.
I mean,
they've already begun to receive it.
It's already
now I'm
going
to ask you as a prophet of God, I'm going to ask you to rebuke sickness and disease and every kind of physical hindrance, anything that would cause the body not to be perfect, to be able to walk.
Sickness and disease can hear your words. The leper came to Jesus, said, I know you can if you will. You can make me whole. He said, I will. Be thou clean. And he put his hand on him. And the word said, the leprosy departed. It wasn't just healing came. The leprosy got up and got out.
That's right.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak to the curse of sickness. I speak to the curse of disease. I'm telling you right now, we have acted on the law of Jesus. We have acted on the law of love. We have acted on the Word of God. Light has flooded in and darkness has been removed. So sickness and disease and weakness and pain, move out of here now. You leave these bodies. You leave these minds. You leave this premises. No, you can't stay. No, darkness can't stay when light is released. Hate can't stay when love is released. It is done. It is done. Say it with me. It is done. Hallelujah.
All over the world. Tell them.
All over the world. All over the world this is happening.
Glory to God. Do what you couldn't do before. Receive your healing. Now say, I take it.
I take it.
I take my healing.
I take it.
I am healed.
From
the top of my head. To the soles of my feet.
To the soles of my feet.
Every part of my body functions.
Every part of my body. Touch somebody else. I don't care whether you know who they are or not. Reach over and touch them and say, I bless you. I heal you in Jesus' name. I bring healing to your life in Jesus' name. I release the healing power of God. Pray ye for one another that ye may be healed. Minister it. Minister it. Minister it.
I am healed.
Ears are being healed right now. Ears, ringing in the ears is going away. Ears are opening up. Eardrums are being restored right now. Inner ear bones are being restored right now. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Ears.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord for healing.
You are the body of Christ.
Yes.
You are the body of Christ. Your body is a member of the body of Christ.
Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Woo. Now, I want you to listen to me for a moment. I want you to listen to me for a moment. Now, I don't want you to abuse this. Don't ever abuse it. But we've had a fear, and it began with a warning, but it's turned into a Pentecostal fear of using Bible words. We had a fear of ever saying the word rich. Dear Lord, you'd say nearly anything except rich. And rich is all over the Bible. What was that? It's Pentecostal religious fear. There has been a fear of saying the words of Jesus concerning healing. Oh, Brother Copeland, now, I couldn't heal anybody. Not in yourself, you can't. But you're not in yourself.
That's right.
Now, you have to keep this qualified, of course. And like I said, don't you dare abuse it. But now listen to me. In Jesus' name. Now, I just got out of myself right there.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, as a believer, the believer shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. As a believer, in the name of Jesus, I take the word of God. I take the name of Jesus. I take no glory for it. In Jesus' name, I heal this body.
I receive it.
Well, now, see, you have the same power to forgive. Well, in Jesus' name, you have the same power to release the healing power of God because you are a member of the body of Christ. Now, you don't get spooky with that and go home and say, well, you know, I'm a healer. No, you're not. You're a carrier. See? You're a carrier.
Amen.
Well, as a carrier, I deliver healing to you. Now, the reason you need to walk that line very cautiously is not because of fear of it, but because of the opportunity for pride. That healing, forgiving, delivering force isn't in you to make you famous.
Praise you, Jesus.
It's not in you.
That's right.
To make you a big name. It's not in you so that people will gather around you and give you more offerings. No, no. It is in you to bring peace and love and strength and health and good life to other people. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Somebody prayed for you. Somebody ministered to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody helped you.
Thank you, Lord.
And in His name, you lay hands on the sick and
thank
they recover.
You, Jesus.
Now, I was in a prayer line one time and the word of the Lord came to me and it shocked me. It seemed like I knew it in my spirit, but on the other hand, it was crosswise of anything I'd ever heard before. He said, Kenneth, healing always comes.
Yes.
I said, what? He said, healing always comes. He said, I always do my part. I said, the believer, lay hands on the sick and they'll recover.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, it's not always received. He said, the problem's in the receiving, not in me not showing up. He said, I'm always there, I always come, and I always do my part. And he said, if my people will obey me, it'll always work. Now, where's the problem? Well, we solved the problem this morning. The problem was over in disobedience to forgive, disobedience to stay in the Word, disobedience to walk in faith, disobedience to receive. And you came in there and you cry and you squall and bawl a little while, but you're unwilling to change your diet. You come in there and you cry and bawl and squall a little while,
but you're unwilling to do other certain things that are all found in the Word of God. Well, yeah, but I don't like it like that. Well, now you're separating yourself from the presence of God. All you got to do is be willing to be willing. Amen. I mean, you put that old body of flesh in line, you can get it. Your flesh will just come right on along if you feed it the Word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
and quit yielding to the thing and say, now look, little body, you've run this thing long enough. We're going to tell you what to do from now on. We're going to tell you when to eat, when to sleep, when to rest, when to get up. We're going to tell you to be well. We're going to tell you where to go and when to go and when to come back. So you're not boss of this thing anymore. Just get used to it now. And your body finally will say, well, okay.
Amen.
Amen. I think it's time for some praise.
And
give God praise and thanksgiving.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Bless
now
the
Lord. Now then. Here's what we're going to do. Say it. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And now turn to someone around you there and say, what I have received today.
What I have received today.
I minister to you. I release my faith for you.
I release my faith for
I
you.
Join my faith to your faith.
I join my faith to your
now
faith.
Now turn and touch to someone on the other side and say, what I have received today.
What I have received today.
I release to you.
I release.
I minister it to you.
I minister it to you.
I believe God with you.
I believe God with you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I set my hands upon you.
Set my hands upon you.
Now recover.
Now recover.
Be made whole.
Be made whole.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Oh,
praise you, Jesus. You know, Gloria, that gives you an idea of how far advanced this group is in the mind of God, because I don't remember ever ministering that to any large group like that. Not ever. But you're ready. Now take it, don't abuse it, but always be ready. Why? Because you're a believer.
Amen.
Because you're a believer.
That's what we
God do. Doesn't love you because you're special, but you're special because God loves you. Praise God. You've got something special for other people.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have something special to take home with you. Oh, you know, I can promise you right now, because I've been doing this a long time, I can promise you right now, there's people out there that just can't wait to just jump all over you. And because the devil sure would like to stop this. This is the very thing that he is so dreadfully afraid of, is the body of Christ will wake up and start being the
That's
body
right.
of Christ.
We're awake, Lord.
But when they do, you just hear Gloria's voice. Don't you do that. Don't you? And you just hear my voice. And you just hear Bill Winston's voice. And you hear Jerry Savelle's voice. And you hear Keith Moore's voice. Amen. And you hear Jesse. No. Yeah, you hear Jesse's voice. Amen. And you see that big old smile on Jesse's face. And you just say, God bless you, sweetheart. Oh, I just love you. Would you like for me to pray for your healing?
I don't want you touching me.
Okay, but there'll come a time. Thank you. God bless you, dear heart. Thank you. Praise God. And just go on about your business. Amen. And they'll go away and say, you know what? That fool ain't got sense enough to know how bad things really are.
Praise God.
No,
thank you, Jesus.
You've got sense enough to
Glory
know
to
how
Glory
good Jesus really is.
Thank
Walk
you,
in it. Walk in it. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Well, we want you to give glory to God. I want you to check yourself out. And many of you, I think most of you, have already experienced a manifestation of your healing. It's there, whether you know it or not. But I'm talking about those of you that can do something you couldn't do before. You know the job is done, and you have, you know, it's there. We want to take your testimony this morning. So do something. Show yourself. I mean, bend over. If you couldn't bend over, bend over. If you couldn't run, run. I mean, check yourself out. You have been healed, and we want you to give God glory in the name of Jesus. So this is just something that the Lord's told us to do about taking testimonies. So just line up over here, and we're going to spend a few minutes and let you tell us what God has done for you.
Yeah,
and while you're coming, Tracy's going to give some testimonies from other healing schools. This is Tracy Harris. He pastors in Texarkana at Harvest Church.
Yes, ma'am. Harvest International Ministries in Texarkana.
Harvest International
Ministries. That's right. Glory to God.
Texarkana. And Tracy always comes to help us in healing school.
Hallelujah.
So you may be seated. Keep the switch of faith turned on.
Amen.
The healing power is still working.
Praise
God.
Go
ahead, Tracy.
Well, glory to God. It looks like the children are here, so I'm not going to take time for these.
Okay.
Here's what I want to say. You know, Kelly, you know this as well as I do, that in the book of Mark, it says that Jesus took the little children and he took them up in his arms and laid hands on them and blessed them. And it really occurred to me when Brother Copeland was talking about the be healed part, that he'll command the blessing on everything we set our hands to. So when we lay our hands, the blessing of healing is released when we lay hands upon these people. So he's going to command the blessing. And here's what I saw about the Spirit. And these testimonies are going to be sufficient enough as others come. But what I heard in my spirit when he was talking about the ears and the deafness and so forth, all blockages are being moved. You know, faith moves mountains.
That's right.
And I begin to see things moving out of people's lives. I begin to see blockages in kidneys and blockages in the digestive tract, blockages in nerve endings, and particularly joints that wouldn't function before, where the nerve endings and the muscles, where there was a blockage of communication. I saw that as Brother Copeland was commanding, and I saw all of that moving out of the people's lives. We're going to see paralysis leave. We're going to see long-standing digestive tract problems healed. We're going to see tumors gone. We're going to see bile ducts open. We're going to see tear ducts open. We're going to see ears open and eyes open. Every blockage is being moved right now in Jesus' name. You need to check yourself because tumors are gone. Things are leaving your body, and we're going to see the miracle power of God. These kids are blessed already.
Say, every blockage in my body's being moved now. I have been healed.
Healing belongs to me.
And I've received it. All right, girls. Boys.
You know, I was just thinking, Mother.
They have healing service down in Super Kids, just like we do.
I was thinking in the 70s, when I was their age, do you remember how legs grew out?
Yes.
It was like you just knew it would. You just didn't even question if you had a leg that would. Do you remember that?
That's
how many of you remember seeing legs grow out in the 70s? But when you sat somebody down, it's like even a kid, I'd sit somebody down, I'll make that leg grow out because I just expected.
It was a sign and a wonder.
Yeah, but you just knew it would. It always did. And we had that expectation, and as we talked to the kids about expecting the extraordinary, do you know that laying hands on eyes has become that way in Super Kids, where they expect and their eyes are healed? And we've had so many eyes healed this summer, adults,
praise
kids,
God.
But it's just gotten to be the kids lay hands on eyes, and they expect people to be able to see, and we're
praise
seeing
the
that.
Lord.
So Jenny did a good job preaching this morning.
Jenny, preaching granddaughter.
Yes, I'm going to let her
several of those.
Do the testimonies.
All right. I'll just be on Saturday morning. I get up early and start studying, and I'm in my room, and I hear this knock on the door. And I didn't even think about Jenny this morning. I thought, well, who is that? I got up. Jenny said, Mimi, I've come. Let's agree on healing today. And so Jenny and I agree on healing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The healing anointing is on Jenny.
Glory to God. Well, this is Reginetta. She is 9 years old. And when she came in, she was wearing glasses. And when she got hands laid on her, she said her eyes are completely healed. So glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. She was over there kind of crying a while ago, and Lieutenant Commander Kim said, is everything okay? What's the matter? She said, I'm just happy. My eyes are healed.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Praise you, Father.
Wonderful.
Oh, and this is Dayana. She's on our team. She serves with us, and she said that her cracked skin was healed, her teeth straightened out, and her kneecap straightened.
That's a miracle.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Her teeth straightened out. Great.
And this is Connor. He's 12 years old. And he said that his knee hurt whenever he would run and play sports. And so we laid hands on his knees. And he said, they don't hurt anymore. I said, well, I want you to run around, run across that way, run back, run again, and run back. And so he did. And he said, it doesn't hurt. So he started jumping.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, Connor, why don't you run that way and run back really fast?
Get ready.
Woo! Praise God.
Glory to God.
All right. Glory to God. And it said, it doesn't hurt. Praise the Lord. This is Lene. She's 11 years old, and she says her eyes are completely healed.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord, for healing her eyes.
And this is Jonathan. He's 8 years old, and he said that he had asthma when he came in, but now he says he's completely healed. He ran around the room, too. So.
Thank you for healing Jonathan, Lord.
Glory to God. This is Jesse. He's 12 years old, and he had a bone fragment in his ribs, and it hurt whenever he would run. And he also is someone that I had run across the room, and he said that when he ran, it didn't hurt anymore.
Hallelujah!
So praise God. And he got filled with the Holy Spirit.
Oh,
glory to God!
Praise
God. God is so good.
That's great.
And this is Jonathan, and he had a heat rash on his neck when he came in.
A what, Jenny?
A heat rash on his neck. And when he got prayed for, he said it was completely gone.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Jonathan Field.
We had a powerful time in Super Kids today.
Praise God. Good job,
Glory
Super Kids. Hallelujah. Thank you. Bless the Lord. Isn't that great to have? Don't you wish you'd have been raised in Super Kids? Man, that is wonderful. Okay, let's have some more testimonies.
My lovely wife, Kathy. Kathy, what's going on?
Gloria, this is Jean from Syracuse, New York, and she has a healing about diet that's very interesting from the D.C. meeting.
Oh.
Last November at the D.C. meeting, we were there with the Minks, and during healing school, Kenneth called out taking... getting deliverance from food. And I'm married to an Italian chef, so that was a little difficult for me. But so I declared that I was going to only eat the foods that were good for me, the foods that would energize me and strengthen my body. And I declared it that day. Well, I couldn't really testify, but I purposed in my heart that was it. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds. I went down 4 sizes. I pick up a potato chip and go, oh, that's just nasty, and put it down. I don't have, you know, if I eat pasta, it's a little bit. I'm done. When I'm full, I'm listening to my body.
Praise
and I made it. I made it to submit to the Word of God.
So that was like in November of last year?
November. Not quite a year.
Praise God.
Amen.
Good
Glory
job. God. Good testimony. Jeez. Victory.
Sister Gloria, we have miracles continuing on this side over here. Brother Ram, what do we have?
This is Jan from Jacksonville, Florida. She's had a sciatic nerve problem for 17 years. She's been in pain. And when Brother Copeland prayed, she felt a shot of electricity down her back, and she says she's completely healed.
I know. That's wonderful.
I've had pain every day from my lower back to my toes. In fact, I'm scheduled for surgery on another one on September 2nd. But the Lord showed me to come to Milwaukee because I come to get my new back. And he also showed me that if when Mama Copeland laid her hands on me, I was going to get my new back because she was the only one that could stand in faith and belief with God for a new back.
Hallelujah.
And it's the first time in 17 years that I don't have excruciating.
Show us. Show us. What can you do now?
God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful.
Yeah, that blockage is gone. That thing lined up. That's what
that's
the Lord
right.
was showing us. That it's gone. Glory to God.
Praise God.
Congratulations.
Healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
She's healed. Isn't that great? I tell you, I've never had that, but I live with a fella that had that. And it is misery. You have so much pain.
Disease.
And I am that disease. Sciatic nerve. And I am so thankful that she is healed of that. Glory to God.
Michael.
Miss Gloria, this is Lene Barber from Andover, Illinois, and she said that she'd come in and she had a lot of pain in her right shoulder, could not even lift her hand above the height of her shoulder, and tell what happened when we were praying.
Well, I was back there, and when Gloria said to do something you couldn't do, I can raise my arm and praise God, and you know how important, I'm on the worship team in my church, and I always had to hold the mic in the right hand and praise with the left because I could not raise my right arm. So it's just such a blessing. I got it evaluated a week ago Thursday, and I'm supposed to start physical therapy for it.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus
says it feels.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
What do we have here, Lee?
This is Gilletta from Milwaukee, Miss Gloria, and she has had a lot of problems with her knees, a lot of pain, lower back pain. And when you said to do something you couldn't do, like before she couldn't bend down at all, even with if someone was holding her, and she began to do that, she began to bend down with assistance, and she said now she can bend with no pain, and her back is healed, all the pain's gone, and she's just healed.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Good job. She's gonna look at that.
Amen.
Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
When she walked up here, she looked at me and she smiled real big. She said, and I'm walking better too. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord,
Hallelujah.
For the healing power. Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Sister Gloria, this is Beverly from Davenport, Iowa, and she's had ringing in this left ear for over 5 years. And tell her what happened today.
My ears just rings, and it's loud, and it's a constant pitch. It's gone on for years, and Brother Copeland said there's ringing in ears that's being healed, and I was actually talking with somebody else, and my hand just went like this, and I knew it was better, and I went outside where it was quieter, and I covered up my ear, and it's not ringing.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Not Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise God. Awesome. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Blessing, Sister Gloria. This is Gloria from Racine, Wisconsin, and she's going to tell her testimony.
I was in a car accident in 89. My spine was cracked. And last night, I couldn't hardly sleep because I was in so much pain. So this morning, my friend Estelle asked me to come to this healing. I didn't want to go, but I said I was going to go anyway. I was in so much pain back there until we prayed. And now I don't have no pain. I can be. I said, this is unbelievable.
Show me.
Hallelujah. Thank you. It's wonderful. Jesus is wonderful. Hallelujah.
Sister Gloria, this is Beverly's husband.
Okay.
Carl from Davenport, Iowa. And this morning, he could hardly walk when he got up this morning. And just show her what you can do.
Well, first, I can dance.
He can dance?
Okay, and I've always had trouble scratching my back. I've had to ask my wife, honey, scratch that back there. Well, I can go all the way up there now. I'm flexible. I could hardly walk this morning, but I prayed. I said, Jesus, this ain't going to happen to me again. I'm a heavy equipment operator, was. And so I've had lower back, upper back, but now I'm feeling good.
Woo!
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What great testimony. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, brother. What do we have here?
Amen. Sister Gloria, this is Sheila from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin, and she says that her eyes are completely healed, and I'll let her tell you the rest of the story.
Well, my story is I had a concussion in 1989, and they told I would go progressively blind. And so last year during the healing school, I got the total manifestation of my healing that I am not going to ever go blind. My eyes are completely healed.
Amen. And then, glory to God. She's healed.
And then the other testimony is they had the diagnosis of tumors. And so they did the test again, this year, last December, and they said they were gone.
Everything healed. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Gloria, this is Charlotte from Sheboygan, Wisconsin. And this is the first time she's ever been in a healing service or healing meeting. Two friends brought her, and she's going to tell you what happened.
Okay.
She's been on dialysis for kidneys for 5 years and has had arthritis in her joints.
Yeah, for about 10 years. And I just got warm all over. My back's warm. My
joints are all warm. I just feel so relieved. And I think he's fixed my kidney.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
And I feel the warmth. And
you can
on her,
feel it,
I feel the warmth on her wrists and on her back.
Praise
and
God.
She said she brought the cane up because she's so shaky because the warmth's going all over.
Jesus is the
Praise
healer.
God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you just love people?
Jesus is the same. He's proven it today, Sister Gloria. Listen to this.
Yes, this is Sonia from Zion, Illinois. And she's dealt with osteoarthritis for the last, since 1982. And today, when Brother Copeland was talking about forgiveness, she experienced the healing power of God flow through her. Show them what you couldn't do before, Sonia.
When I came in this week, my family had to open my water bottles for me. And had gotten to the point where I was carrying everything on my left hand because I couldn't carry the load. And when I forgave a family member for something that occurred 26 years ago, when Kenneth was praying, it was revealed to me that I needed to ask the Lord for forgiveness for holding that. And I knew that, but, you know, we're deceived. Anyway, I felt the release of forgiveness when I did that, and then I knew that this healing took place.
Praise God. Praise
it's the same Jesus. Same flow. Glory to God.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Miss Gloria, this is Cynthia Hall from Jackson, Michigan. And when she'd come here earlier this week, she was in a lot of pain, especially over here on the left-hand side. And why don't you tell us what happened?
I'm pretty healthy. I usually don't have problems. So after the confessions, and I knew when I got to the meeting, I didn't worry about it. I thought, it's got to leave. But anyway, I would lean to talk to my daughter. And usually when I would lean or breathe hard, I could feel it. It was like, did I sleep wrong or what? But it's gone.
Praise
Amen.
God. You
feel. Enjoy.
Thank you, Lord.
Things are moving. Glory to God.
Gloria, this is Mary Ellen from Sparta, Wisconsin. And she has been walking with a walker for 3 years. She has double knee replacements. She hasn't been able to walk without a walker for 3 years. She came in today with a walker. And she's healed. She walked up here.
Show us what you can do, ma'am. Glory to God.
Well, look at that. Perfect. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord is so good. You know, Jesus always comes to healing school.
Yes.
We've had healing school in Africa and all over the world, and Jesus is always ready.
Always.
And did you know you can have healing school in your house at any time?
That's right.
You get ready to release your faith. Those of you out on the internet, email us your testimonies. We want to hear all the good things. And then share with people around you. Say, Jesus, heal me today. It's
Amen.
Great.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sister Gloria, this is Annette from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And for 7 months, she has been bedridden with rheumatoid arthritis.
That's
this
too long, isn't
week,
it?
This week is the only week that she has been able to walk since she has been here. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, let's show her.
Walk.
Look
Amen.
At that. She got bedridden. Wonderful. Look at that. God is
awesome.
So good. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, glory to God. Come here, girl. Glory to God.
Sister Gloria, this is Velvet from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And she said that when the prayer of forgiveness went out, she said that the enemy tried to attack her with pain. But I'm going to let her give her testimony.
It was a sharp, excruciating pain that had come. And after the prayer of forgiveness, it just lifted. But then I was in line, and the lady was testifying about being on dialysis, and I received God's healing for getting off of dialysis myself. Jesus, and I just thank God, because I've been trying to get to the healing school for 3 years, because I've been coming to the conference, but I got to come today.
Praise God.
I got to receive His healing. Hallelujah. Thank
Glory
you, Lord God.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Yeah, the Lord talked about those kidneys. They're being healed.
Bless the Lord. Her kidneys are healed. Her body
Oh,
healed.
Glory.
Thank
Look at
you,
that.
God
Put an anointing on her. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Gloria, this is Jacqueline from Milwaukee. Someone called her this morning and told her about Healing School. And she was in such severe pain, but she got on the bus to come up here. And she said she is feeling great.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
What was
Amen.
Wrong with
Amen.
Her?
Praise
Amen.
God.
What was wrong with her?
Her severe back pain. Just severe back pain. And now she said, it's gone. I feel
Isn't
great.
Great?
I feel great.
Amen. You. Praise Amen. The Lord. Yeah. Now, you know how important it is that when you get that unction, like somebody called her and told her to come.
Yes.
When you get an unction, do it. Act on it. Minister to people. Glory to God.
Sister Copeland, this is Evelyn from Deerfield, Illinois. And she says she was diagnosed with lung cancer and breast cancer. And now she has a testimony.
Oh, glory. Come here.
Oh, no. The call for forgiveness went up. I knew then that I was healed because I forgave everybody that I could even think of. And I'm healed by His stripes. Amen. His manifested healing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
How can you tell a difference in your body?
I just know that I'm healed. It's not a difference. It's not what it looks like. It's what it is. Yes. Yes.
That's right.
Hey, that's what we wanted to hear. That's what we wanted to hear.
Glory to God.
Write that down in your Bible. Amen.
Repeat
it's not
it.
What it looks like, it's what it is.
Not what it looks like.
He
good.
Was and we are.
Not what it looks like,
it's what it is.
It is. That's good.
Gloria, this is Cindy from Rochester Hills, which is north of Detroit, Michigan. And she came. By the way, she's 51. Doesn't she look like she's 21?
Yeah.
She said I could tell that. She had degenerative bone disease in her back, like someone else we know. And she came with such pain that her leg felt like it was broken all week long. Now, you go ahead, Cindy, and tell what happened.
Well, the back continued to get worse during the week, and the diagnosis came just 2 weeks ago, and the Lord had already had been telling me all summer long that this was going to be a breakthrough week for me, that it was going to be big spiritual strongholds were going to come off.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks ago, I got this diagnosis.
Praise
and my back
God.
Kept getting worse and worse. During the conference, my back was getting worse and worse. But last night, as Kenneth was speaking,
you,
my bones started to get back in line.
and
the Lord said that as my bones get back in line, that is really a revelation of everything else. Not only just for my life, but for the body of Christ. We're getting right back in line. And
don't forget, the prophet Isaiah said that when Jesus came, he would make the crooked places straight. Remember
That's
that?
Right.
So do you have any more pain?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No pain.
No.
No.
And my muscles are in agreement. My muscles are not pulling me back apart, but all in line.
That lady got the joy of the Lord.
Yay, Jesus.
That's great. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. This is Melody from Springfield, Ohio, and she is rejoicing today. She had a knee injury. And she was praying for her brother. Her and her brother had been at odds with one another. And she was praying for him. During the course of the prayer, she felt the healing power of God in her leg. And she was able to run up the stairs and back down the stairs.
Praise the Lord.
And she's rejoicing today that she's healed. Look at here.
Glory to God.
I'm putting my weight on it now. And it was shooting pains earlier. And I had done what you had done before. I couldn't even stand up a month ago or do a dance or anything at a cousin's wedding. I had to sit down, and I made a commitment to come. We've been walking 3 blocks here and 3 blocks back, and I told my sister, I believe that now my healing, the next step, the thing I can't do is steps, and so I did the steps and came back down without any assistance, and I just praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Wonderful.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Michael?
Miss Gloria, this is Jackie Frenslamont from Zion, Illinois, and she had shin splints for last 18 months, very, very painful. In fact, she could even see it on her shins, and why don't you tell us what happened?
Well, when you had done the prayer for healing, I was still in excruciating pain, and it's very painful when you walk. And I was just mad at the devil, and I said, you know what? Shut up. I said, I am claiming this healing. I am not losing this healing. So you said, do something you haven't done before. So I got up, and I walked around, and I was still in pain, and I'm just sitting there just mad at the devil, and I'm fussing at him. And then I went to rub my leg because sometimes that rubbing will help. And I realized that I didn't feel the bumps because you can feel them on the bone. So I pulled up my pants leg and looked at my leg, and they're not there. It's smooth as can be. And there is no more pain. There is no more pain. God is good all the time.
Amen.
What a miraculous testimony. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Leah, what do we have here?
Gloria, this is Beverly and her daughter, Ashley. She brought her as a witness. She's been pretty much in bed for 3.5 years in extreme pain from degenerative rheumatoid arthritis and a swollen kidney, some kidney problems. And she got a hold of your book, Healing Promises, and she's been reading those and studying those for a long time.
3.5 years.
Yeah, and she and the Lord told her to come here, and she said the more she,
the
closer
more
she got.
To get here, the more the devil tried to get me. He says, you're not going to get healed. And I could feel it in my back. And I was healed. And it's like, I just got to tell Gloria. The closer I got to Milwaukee, the more I was better. I climbed a staircase last night. I couldn't go more than 2 steps.
Yeah.
And I climbed a whole staircase.
Praise God.
Been able to walk for more than 2 minutes without extreme pain.
She's healed.
And everything that was in your way is out of the way now.
That's gone. I told the devil he's only here to steal, kill, destroy. And that's why I don't have no part of him.
That's right. Amen. That's good.
Vito. Amen.
She's healed. Yeah, these are great testimonies.
This is Kathy, all the way from Reynoldsburg, Ohio, and she had been suffering from sciatic nerve problems with her back, which was really limiting her movements, but not anymore.
Amen.
No, the Lord told me to get up and testify that I can now touch my toes without a problem. I could not sleep at night, and I was restless in the chair. I had to get up and stand last night, but I know that is going to be healed now. And so I'm believing that, and I can touch my toes.
Sure, let's see it. Look at
that.
Yeah,
amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sister Gloria, this is Tilano and Tony from Elgin, Illinois. And Tilano stated that he's had diabetes for 8 years, and for a year and a half, he has been unable to walk. But today, he is walking. Amen.
Glory to God.
Come on, let's just demonstrate that. Let's give the devil a black eye here. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Come on.
Thank you for healing him, Lord. Thank you that all diabetes is gone off
of him. Glory to God.
What a blessing. Thank you, Jesus.
Step
Thank
by step,
you,
better
Jesus.
And better.
Strong, strength,
Jesus
healed.
Name.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Glory to God.
Isn't that good?
There was a lady in one of Brother Hagin's testimonies that had a really similar situation. Couldn't walk. So she thought she would stretch her face. She put a rock down in front of her, and she kicked it. And then she walked to where it ended up on the kick and kicked it again. And she did that every day until she was kicking that rock around the block. There's a song in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But just leave it to me. I'll find it. And eventually she ended up being a marathon runner.
Wow.
But it started with one kick of one rock, one tiny little step. She could barely stand up. So that's the way it works. Hallelujah.
Sister Gloria, this is Geraldine, and she rode the train all the way from New York to be here for this. And God has touched her. I'll let you tell it. You tell it.
I have had a lot of pain in my hips and in my knees and my feet because of the arthritis. And I sense that what has happened on my left hip, it seemed to be shorter or whatever. I don't know, because I would wobble back and forth and walking. I couldn't walk straight, and especially turning around or anything like that. I couldn't do it.
But she can walk straight and turn around without holding on to anything. Come on, show her.
Look at that. Just look at that. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
To God be the glory.
Yeah.
Isn't that fine? Thank you for giving us that
Amen.
New testimony. Praise the Lord. Just keep a walking. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes. Praise God. Sister Copeland, this is Darlene from Chicago. And she says she has pain in her body and legs, but when you prayed, it was miraculously taken away.
Glory to God.
Yes. Praise the Lord, Gloria. Yesterday I was watching your grandson, and he mentioned about the meeting here today, and the Lord spoke so clearly. I've been suffering for about a year because of a fire in our home. And anyway, the Lord said, I want you to go. And I asked my husband, and he brought me. And I felt that warmth go through me as you prayed, as we prayed the prayer of unforgiveness, because my father had been an alcoholic, and I had some, I was probably holding things I didn't even realize. But I felt the warmth go through me, and I just praise
Thank
him.
God.
It's just wonderful.
Thank
I'm not
you,
hurting.
Thank you, Lord, for delivering us
Hallelujah.
Today.
Hallelujah. Sister Gloria, as she was talking, it just occurred to me that there may be somebody that is hearing these testimonies that even went through that prayer but is realizing they didn't really enter in. And that, all you got to do is release it right now.
That's it. Yeah. Anytime, anywhere.
I mean, the healing is still happening. You didn't miss your window.
That's right.
Jesus is Lord and He's the same. Just release that right now.
Just
and He'll heal
go.
You right in your seat.
Let it go. And
glory to God.
It.
Let it go.
Yes.
Say, I forgive.
Hallelujah.
And then I receive.
Yes.
Hallelujah. These are great testimonies.
Hallelujah.
Gloria, this is Lorinda all the way from Connecticut. And she has a testimony to show that the healing power goes right through the internet.
Okay, great.
Back in October, I crashed my motorcycle and broke my arm real, real bad. And I couldn't move it. Even though the bones were healed, I couldn't lift up my hand. And so I set up my computer in my kitchen, and I watched Gloria, and I made a decision. And when she said, put your arm up, and I was like, yeah, and I did. And I was like, that's not supposed to happen to me. But I did want I wanted people to know that you don't have to be
that's
here.
Right.
But I did come here to say that. And thank
Amen.
You very
I'm
much.
I'm so glad you did.
Awesome.
The healing power of God is present wherever you are.
That's right.
That's great. I like
Amen.
That. Thank
awesome.
You so much for
Glory
coming.
Glory to God. Glory, this is Reg from Arnold, Missouri. And he's had severe hearing loss. And today, when Brother Copeland was ministering, he felt a pop. And he says that he now can hear more than he's ever heard. And he's had
God.
A severe ringing. But even as we were standing right there waiting, he says, just suddenly, the ringing's now stopped. So it is continually working right now.
Thank you, Lord, for opening his ears. Good.
Oh, sure. When Ken started his ministering up there, I had a pop in my right ear, and it happened so quick it kind of shook me up. I didn't realize that it happened, and I kept hearing, and then all the sound just kept getting louder and louder.
Yeah.
I've still got my hearing aids in, and now the sound is so loud, it's unbelievable. And I had this severe ringing to the point where it stopped a lot of my hearing, and it partially stopped while I was standing back there, and he was still ministering. And I finally decided to come up. I didn't think it was that big of a thing, but while I was standing over there and we were talking, the rest of the ringing left my ear, and now the ringing is completely gone.
Praise God.
Yeah, sister, that's what you were talking about when you started preaching about acting.
Yeah.
That's helped him get the rest of
that's
it and keep
right.
it.
That's right.
Congratulations, my friend.
Praise
Glory
God,
to God.
That's good.
Got a song for you. My ears aren't ringing because of the Lord.
Okay.
This is Annie from Junction City, Wisconsin. And now Annie
well, that
has...
That sounds like a movie. Annie from Junction City.
And she could not go upstairs for 4.5 years.
She could not do what?
Go upstairs for 4.5 years. But on Tuesday, she was getting out of her car and she fell down and hurt herself pretty bad. And then Martin, she said, was a greeter, and Pastor Todd of the prayer team prayed for her. And she is healed. She goes up and down stairs
Praise
now the
God.
Whole time she was here. And tell them the part about the walker.
Oh, yeah. I started having strokes 4.5 years ago. I've had 7 strokes in 4.5 years. They're done now. I'm sure of that. I know that God healed me from that. But I've been having to use a walker because I'm sort of like dragging my left side. And I'm not dragging.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Walk across there and just show us.
Look at that.
Give
Miss Gloria a hug.
Look at that. Hallelujah. What's the...
Praise God.
Isn't that wonderful?
I'm so glad. Look
Praise
at that.
Praise God.
Look
who
at the
needs,
steps.
Who needs
a walker? Glory
the steps of a righteous woman are ordered
yes,
to the Lord.
Amen.
Woo!
Good.
Glory
to
God. This is Alan from Milwaukee, and I'm going to let him tell his testimony.
I was standing back there and I listened to Brother Copeland talk about his back and the pain that goes down his leg. And I've been an athlete all my life, and I think that's where the problem came about from just all the overexertion. And I'm a little league coach, and I would be out there with my kids, and I couldn't even hardly stand for long periods of time because of the pain was so excruciating. And I just said, okay, I'm going to do this, Lord. I'm just going to believe for healing. And I felt this warmness coming over my back, and I'm just like, Lord, are you touching me? And I just like felt this pain leaving. I tested myself and there's nothing there, you know. And so if you're out there and you think that this is some kind of a scam, or if I know these people, You need to get in the Word of God, because faith comes from hearing and hearing from the Word
That's
of God.
Right. That's
and I'm
right.
healed. I believe that. And my wife walked out on the 27th of July, and I'm believing for restoration of my marriage. And I believe I'm healed of depression. And I believe that I'm gonna really start growing in the Word of God, because I've been backslidden. I've been just not serving God.
That's all over. Isn't
and I'm here, and I'm declaring that I'm gonna
yes,
do the right
Lord.
Thing and
Amen.
Serve God.
Glory to God.
We agree with you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Wonderful.
Now that is a man. Amen.
That is a man.
See, manhood and Christ-likeness are the same thing.
That's a Hallelujah. Delivered man. Hallelujah.
Mr. Gloria, this is Mike from Freedom, Wisconsin. And this morning he is free because he forgave his brother.
Yeah.
And as he began to forgive his brother, since 5 years old he's had some hearing loss. His stomach was hurting when he got here. His feet were cracking and hurting. And now he says he's walking on what?
Pillows.
Praise God.
I'm hearing things in stereo.
He's hearing things in stereo. He's saying his stomach pain is all gone.
He's free.
And you know what? For me to say that, for my wife to sit back here and say men have selective hearing, I just put myself on the accountability list. So, I know that. And I just want to say this, too, as an example. I remember Brother Kenneth Hagin forgiving a minister one time back in 89 and calling him forward and forgiving him. And when he did that, my dad and my sister and I went down there for school that first year. And we're right above where people were sitting in the handicap area. And people are just starting to get up out of their wheelchairs and walk. And I mean, the power of forgiveness is so powerful.
It keeps you bound up.
So I appreciate your ministry, because we're just partners. And it's just exciting to get back on fire with the Lord.
Amen.
I asked that question one time to my minister. I said, why is it people get derailed? And it's like we're talking about the enemy there.
Yeah,
you know, he comes
right.
to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's
exactly. So, amen.
You're free from freedom. Amen. Bless you, man.
Free.
Hallelujah.
Free
indeed.
Right?
Amen.
Just forgive. Isn't that a powerful thing that we can forgive? Yeah, we can forgive.
Oh, most powerful.
We don't have to carry that ever again.
It's the love of God.
It is.
That we're loading in our gun and shooting.
That's exactly
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Lots of these testimonies are connected to
forgiveness. Well, they are. And that was the Holy Ghost ministering healing. You know, Jesus used the word debts on one of the Lord's prayer. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
That's right. That's
and what happens to people is they get sold as a slave to sin and they get in debt. And forgiveness is supernatural debt cancellation.
Praise.
Maybe something.
That's good, Tracy. I like that.
You know, and that's what the redemption does. It buys us back. Glory to God.
Sister Gloria, this is Connie from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. And she stated that she came in here with her right side paralyzed. And she wants to tell her testimony.
Aren't you a sight? Glory to God.
Yes, I'm free.
Glory to
I'm
God.
Free.
What could you not do before this morning?
It was hard for me because my brain wasn't doing the same thing my mouth was. Yes, and everything goes good. Everything goes. I praise you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that great?
Those nerves are lining up. Those motor skills are healed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Look at her
Glory
walk.
Glory to God.
Right, look at her walk. Glory to God. She can walk and she can talk.
Yeah.
She's healed. Isn't that wonderful?
Glory.
She's a happy woman. Glory to God. Isn't that a thrill? Praise God. What great testimonies today.
It was like the water level's about this high in here.
This has been an unusually powerful healing service. If you are believing God for your healing, you're in faith, and you can't tell, you still can't do certain things, or you can't tell that anything's happened to you. It could very well have already happened, and you not know it yet. But if you say to us, if you lay hands on me, I'll believe I receive my healing. Now, if you've already been healed, you've already testified, you don't need to come up in the line. But this is just another way that the Lord has to help you get over the hump of unbelief. And you can see that God is moving this has been one of the most miraculous testimony lines that we've had.
Awesome.
I mean, miracles and amazing testimonies, healings can happen here today. And if you want, if you say, Gloria, if you'll lay hands on me, or Tracy, or Ken, or whoever's going to help us, if I believe, I'll receive my healing. Well, we'll do that because we want to do everything that we can to help you receive. Jesus has already borne your sickness, has already carried your diseases. And you can see that the people here that testified, all they did was they received the Word of God and acted on it. But then the Word also says believers will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now, if you have it in your heart and if you say, I'm coming to receive, I'll receive, I'll take hold and I'll never turn back, We'll lay hands on you today for your healing. So, anybody like that, or is everybody already satisfied and happy? Healed. If you want hands laid on you, if you'll come in faith, you just go to either side and we will lay hands on you and help you to receive the finish of your healing. Glory to God. Hallelujah.